Hello and welcome to another episode of Breaking News in Prayer. My name is David, your beloved host, your brother in Christ Jesus, bringing you breaking news from around the world, internationally, breaking news of our persecuted brothers and sisters, those who are being oppressed in these hostile nations, just a tragedy. So we're bringing you this news today from persecution.org. You could go there yourself. I'll leave the link in the description box. Today, the head story, it's actually titled One Muslim's Tragic Story After Turning to Jesus. It says, and this was written, I believe, on April 27th, 2022, from International Christian Concern. It says, when a Muslim turns to Christ, they risk losing everything, their friends and family, their livelihood, even their life. The cost to convert is high, which is why it is crucially important for us to support Muslim background believers, MBBs, Muslim background believers. It says, we recently connected with an MBB in the Middle East named Johar, also goes by Mahmoud, who faces threats from his family when he converted to Christianity. Eventually, he was kidnapped by his father and uncle, beaten and shot with a nail gun. By the grace of God, he was able to escape to a safe house. Thanks to you, it says, thanks to your help, we were able to provide for his medical care. His story is just one of many in the world of MBBs, Muslim background believers. We are seeing an extraordinary wave of Muslims turning to Christ, praise the Lord, and they need your support more than ever. To learn more about how you can get involved in serving this precious community, please click here. So yes, go to this link. I'm going to go ahead and leave that in the description box. And on to our next news break. We're from Cuba, actually. It says Cuban, and this is from Voice of the Martyrs, okay? Voice of the Martyrs Ministries, an excellent ministries. I'm also letting you know these are actual solid resources you can go to if you want to help in any way you can, whether physically or financially, however you can, but especially in prayer. Amen. Especially in prayer. So it says right here, Cuban Christians launch evangelization campaign in Havana. This is in Havana, Cuba. It says Cubans have been born the brunt of communism for more than half a century. However, in the last years of Cuban leader Fidel Castro's life, the country's strict communist and atheist ideals seem to be eroding. It says, then in 2014, the waning spirit of the communist revolution suddenly revived, and the pressure on Christians rose sharply. Evangelical leaders were regularly questioned by the Religious Affairs Committee and pressured to stop Christian work. It says, as the communist spirit continued to grow, Christians experienced a renewed passion to evangelize. In the midst of this environment, Christian leaders from various denominations jointly launched an evangelistic campaign in Havana called Power to Transform. It says the goal of the campaign was simple. Church members would go to bars, cafes, and parks and talk about Jesus. When communist officials learned of the campaign, church leaders of all denominations were summoned for questioning. But because the campaign had no central leader and no foreign support, the Cuban authorities had no one to arrest and no way to stop the campaign. So Christians throughout Havana continue to confidently share their faith. Amen. When a member of a church was confronted by a man who asked him who had given him the authority to evangelize in a public park, the Christian replied, "I didn't ask Raul Castro for permission to talk about Jesus, and I'm not going to give it to you either." So it says, due to wise planning and humble leadership, the campaign reached many in Havana, and Christians now want to do the same in other cities throughout Cuba. The spirit of God's love is overcoming the spirit of revolution. Amen and amen. So that is a very heartwarming, just praise be to our Lord answering prayers as far as believers just growing, just, you know, love conquers a lot. And so believers in different nations and different cities all around the world, you know, you can't stop the love of God. You know, this is all we do is try to love on people, and you just can't stop the love. Okay, so we're shining the light in the darkness. On to another more tragic story, though. A more tragic story that we have today coming out of Nigeria. That is like one of the top hostile nations you can just imagine. These brothers and sisters face just tragedies every day. Even walking out of their house, they don't know if that's going to be their last day because of the enemy, the Muslim, the Islamic ways, you know, in these nations. It's just a tragedy. So this is from a website from RaymondIbrahim.com. Go ahead and go to the links. I'll leave all these links of this news. I'll leave it in the description box. So just go to his website. It's RaymondIbrahim.com. Okay. And you can see this for yourself. The title of this one is A Muslim mob burns female Christian student alive in Nigeria. Once again, Muslim mobs burns female Christian student alive in Nigeria. Just the devastation. This is pure evil. This is pure evil. And what this is Muslims actually think that they are doing this to serve their God. They're thinking they are doing this as a good deed. That's what they believe, that these are good deeds because their God tells them to do these things. And so it's tragic how the devil himself has deceived this religion as far as jihad, as far as Islam. They're being deceived and we must pray for them. But I'm going to go ahead and read you this tragic story. So this was actually April 12th, 2022, I believe. And so I'm going to go ahead and read this. May 12th. I'm sorry. This just happened recently. May 12th, 2022. Once again, written by Raymond Ibrahim. Okay, it says, earlier today, a Muslim mob beat and burned to death a female Christian student in Nigeria. She was apparently accused of blasphemy. A brief video clip shows a massive fire against a wall where the hapless woman was likely driven to and cornered in, and Muslims jumping around it and crying, Allahu Akbar. One man dressed in traditional Muslim attire triumphantly jabbers while waving around a box of matches, perhaps the same used to ignite the blasphemer. It says the Christian girl had apparently challenged a group of Muslim students spreading Islamic propaganda, thereby rousing their ire in a nation where Christians are being purged in a genocide, and where 2 days ago, 29 other Christians were hacked to death by Muslims. It says the incident occurred on the grounds of the Shehu Shengari College of Education. It published a statement today saying that following today's early morning students' rampage in the college would be closed indefinitely and called on students to vacate the premises immediately. This is certainly not the first time a Muslim mob burns Christians alive on the charge that they had someone blasphemed against Islam. Most notably, in 2015, a Muslim mob accused of burning alive a Christian couple in an industrial kiln in Pakistan allegedly wrapped a pregnant mother in cotton so she would catch fire more easily. According to family members who witnessed the attack, reported NBC News. as it is still too early to get any details on today's burning. For an idea of the rage that can animate easily offended Muslims, here are the details of the burning of that Christian couple in Pakistan. It says Sajid Masih, 27 years old, and his wife Shama Bibi, 24 years old, were set upon by at least 1,200 people after rumors circulated that they had burned verses from the Quran. Family spokesman Javed Messiah told NBC News via telephone late Thursday. Their legs were also broken so they couldn't run away. They picked them up by their arms and legs and held them over the brick furnace until their clothes caught fire. He said, and then they drew them inside the furnace. Bibi, a mother of four who was 4 months pregnant, was wearing an outfit that initially didn't burn, according to Javed Messiah. The mob removed her from over the kiln and wrapped her up in cotton to make sure the garments would be set alight. I'm just going to interject right there. I believe that was an actual miracle from the Lord. We know that practically all clothing actually burns. It doesn't matter what kind of clothing, unless you're wearing fire-resistant clothing, which I doubt this was. It was only something that she had on. So it says, once again, it says, Bibi, a mother of four, who was 4 months pregnant. The Lord knew she was pregnant, okay? The Lord knows, because every baby comes from the Lord. She was wearing an outfit that initially didn't burn, okay? It didn't burn. They tried to set her on fire. It didn't burn, according to Javed Messiah. The mob removed her from the kiln and wrapped her up in cotton to make sure the garments would be set alight. That was just the Lord trying to save her life. Amen. It says, meanwhile, in Joe Biden's world, it's Muslims who are being persecuted due to Islamophobia and whatnot. That is the truth. We have a representative today, a president. It's very sad to say, but in other words, this comes from Joe Biden himself. It says, meanwhile, Joe Biden's world, he says that Muslims are the ones who are being persecuted due to Islamophobia and whatnot. Very sad. We must keep Joe Biden in our prayers, that the Lord would change his heart, that the Lord would touch his heart and change him. Because we obviously see who is persecuting her, who. And I know that believer did not tear up pages from the Quran and burn them. We as Christians do not do these things. But yes, they are very much being deceived by the enemy. So we must pray for them, even though they call them our enemies. The Lord called us to pray for our enemies. Amen. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and leave you with this last news breaking, this breaking news. And for now, we're going to go ahead and pray. So if you would join me whenever time you are listening to this, just maybe if you could pray with me, as even if you're hearing this voice and it's actually recorded, you could pray along with me, or you could pray later in your own time. Go to these links and go ahead and pray for our persecuted brothers and sisters from all around the world, from every tribe, tongue, and nation. So dear Heavenly Father, thank you once again for this morning, Lord Father God. And as we read these tragic stories, Lord, and also these stories where also you are doing good things in communities as far as Cuba, Lord Father God, where your word is going forth. Well, you're always, even in the bad times, even in the persecution, you seem to grow up more believers, Lord Father God. More believers are coming to faith more than ever. More Muslims, Father God, are coming to faith in you, Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. So we give you thanks, Lord Father God, even though in the midst of persecution, so many more Muslims are coming to faith, Lord. And that's our prayer, Lord. We pray for these Muslims, Lord Father God, that have been deceived, Lord, that they would see the true light, Lord Father God. And these atrocities they do, may they see see where they come from. It's not from the love of God. It's not from you, my Lord. And so let them just not be deceived anymore, Lord. And we pray for our persecuted family, those who have lost their lives, those who were burned alive and hacked up, Lord Father God. We pray for the families that they left behind. We know that they are right there in front of you, Lord Father God. Those who have been martyred are front and center, Lord Father God, receiving just robes, white robes, Lord Father God, right there in front of you, Lord Father God, where you sit on your throne, Lord. And so, Lord Father God, thank you. Thank you for these, for helping where you can, Lord. Thank you for growing your church, Lord. So I just continue to pray for our brothers and sisters who are persecuted the most, who are oppressed, Lord Father God. And we pray for all these aborted babies, Lord Father God, that's been going on and for such a long time, Lord. All this darkness in the world, Lord Father God. We pray, Lord Father God, that you would return. We know you promised through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that you would return, Lord Father God. So we wait for your blessed promise. Until then, Lord, please help us, Lord. Please help those who are incarcerated for their faith in you, my Lord Jesus. Just for having faith in you at these underground churches, Lord Father God, please help them and meet them where they're at, Lord Father God. Comfort them as much as you can in these places, Lord Father God. And just as we wait for your return, Lord Jesus, thank you so much once again for this day. And all God's people say, amen and amen. We pray all these things in your name, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And all of us say, amen and amen. Well, amen and amen. We come to another ending of another episode of Breaking News and Prayer. Please join me again tomorrow. Today is May 15, 2022. Please join me again. I believe it'll be tomorrow or our next time that I bring you these breaking news and prayer from around the world. Thank you so much. Once again, my name is David. Please share this channel with others. It's not much of a channel, but it's genuine and it's legit. It's just my heart and compassion. It should be all of our hearts. Passion and compassion to pray for our brothers and sisters who are being persecuted the most. Thank you once again. Please share this podcast with your friends and family. Thank you so much. I'll be talking to you next time. Okay. Bye for now, but never forever.